This is Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall, episode number 35. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick. In this episode, Dr. Hall tells the story of a patient who suffered with many conditions and after an atlas correction felt like he had a brand new body and decided to become an upper cervical chiropractor himself. Testimonial Tuesday is next.
UpperCervicalDocs.com.
To hear more upper cervical testimonials, please visit PierceClinicStories.com, where the Pierce Clinic of Chiropractic in St. Petersburg, Florida, is using podcasting and social media to promote upper cervical and their practice. And if you'd like to learn how to do the same, click on the Services tab at UpperCervicalDocs.com. This is Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick, and this is the show where we hear stories about people who are helped through the power of an upper cervical correction. And I'm here with Dr. Hall from California. Today, he is going to tell us about a patient who was pretty active and started getting headaches and pain throughout their body and was not able to be quite so active anymore. It's kind of hard to categorize that. But anyway, take it away, Dr. Hall.
All right. Yeah, for any of the active people out there, whether it's someone who golfs 4 days a week or is a marathon runner, anytime that those type A type personalities that love to exercise, when they're interfered with, they don't take it very well. I'm married to one. In fact, if she's in a bad mood and I come home, I say, you know what? Why don't you just go to the gym? But this is this particular case. He wasn't chronically ill, but he had a fairly short standing trouble, as his wife put it when she came in second visit with him. He had a headache, I guess, constant every second of every day for about two and a half weeks, and they did a lot of hiking together, and for about 2.5-3 weeks he was having trouble doing it, and afterwards didn't feel so good, and that wasn't making him very happy. And this kid's only about 28. So he came in and we ran through all the tests, and he had a huge leg length discrepancy. He was 3/4 right short on the leg balance check, and kind of an interesting anatomical case. And this is one where I think it's prescient that he saw an upper cervical doctor just because of the way that he was built. We took the pictures on him, and he had really severe basilar invagination, which basically means the floor of the skull in reference to some of the other structures was sitting very high. And basically what that means for us is when we're trying to correct the atlas, we obviously need access underneath the skull, which is called the mastoid, which is this big bump behind your ear for the lay people. Most people are sitting in close proximity to that. But this particular case, he was a good probably 3/4 inch superior or above the bottom of the mastoid on both sides. And if you're a transverse process corrector like I am, that presents some difficulties. Now, thank God Dr. Blair had some alternative corrections for these cases. And to make matters worse, when we took the Blair views, which look at the joints between the skull and the atlas, his atlas literally basically ramped up anterior straight under the skull. And I always say to patients when they have these sort of things going on, what I'd like to do is adjust you through the Adam's apple, but obviously that's not going to happen. And so with this particular case, we had to make what's called a posterior arch correction. It's the only way that we could get to the atlas, and we come from basically inferior to superior underneath the posterior arch, and that basically is to draw that vertebra back up. And I remember the first time I ever had to do this, because on a case I didn't really care for the correction because it didn't make a heck of a lot of biomechanical sense to me. But I was forced to with this case, and he responded beautifully. And I said, okay, that's good to have in my bag of tricks. And so we corrected this guy, and that was on a Saturday afternoon. And, 4 o'clock p.m., I wake up Sunday morning, about 10 o'clock. I open up my email, and I've got about a five-paragraph email, which I later found out was written by his wife because his English isn't really that great. But basically what it said was, I don't know what you did, but I feel like I'm in a brand new body. We went hiking this morning, and no, my headache's completely gone, and my body doesn't ache anymore, and my dizziness, that's another thing I forgot. He had, this was longer than a couple of weeks, he had dizziness completely cleared out. And as you read further into it, I've always wanted to help people, and boy, this is amazing. How do I go to chiropractic school? So when you get an email like that on a new patient less than 24 hours after their correction, you know that you've made an impact. And when they're talking about going to do what you do, you know further that you made quite a big impact. And for me, that's the bottom line. Some people say the bottom line is a straight line, which is true. But for me, the bottom line is seeing people's lives unfold and change and becoming who they really are. Very powerful. And so the third day he flew out to Atlanta, I got a couple more emails, and then he ran into how difficult it was to convince people that this little 2-ounce bone at the floor of their school skull, if it's corrected, it can transform your life. And we sent him a couple upper cervical doctors in the Atlanta area to refer his family and friends to. I think he said he convinced a couple people, but most people thought he was nuts. Just like they think we are, but guess what? We keep pressing on because this is the truth.
Yep. Well, very good. Changing lives in more ways than one. Way to go, Dr. Hall.
More than the physical part of you, that's for dang sure.
Yeah. All right. We will see you next time.
All right. Take it easy.
This has been Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick. Please subscribe to this podcast. You can do that at uppercervicaldocs.com. You can also do it in iTunes. Please write us reviews. The more people that know about this podcast, the more people will know about Upper Cervical. Also, be sure to check out the Pierce Clinic's Testimonials podcast at pierceclinicstories.com. We'll see you next time.